Hi.
Hi, Violet. How was your day?
Good. I got to go eat Easter eggs.
Eat Easter eggs?
Yeah, because grains had candy in it.
You mean you hunted Easter eggs?
Yeah.
You know, people used to eat Easter eggs. They would eat the boiled eggs that you decorated.
Daddy, why was a weep?
So, when we boil eggs and decorate them, are you going to eat them? Do you want to eat some boiled eggs?
No. Yeah.
Do you want to decorate some boiled eggs?
Yeah.
Are we going to hide some boiled eggs?
At Mamie's.
At Mamie's?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to have a good Easter. So anyway.
And I got a lot of candy and it was so yummy.
Yeah.
And some of the eggs had nothing in them.
That's weird.
Because some people stepped on them and then took the candy out.
Okay, so we kicked off Easter early this year by going to this little gathering at the fairgrounds that the Ruddle Hill Baptist Church / Fire Department put on, and it was okay. There was a little hot dog, snow cones, cotton candy, a bounce house, etc. Little games. My kids got a frisbee, I think. We didn't get to do the bounce house. They shut it down right before we were going to get on it so they could share a message. Or whatever you want to say. Anyhow, kids, they were age group roped off. And, of course, Dylan got in there and started hunting eggs before you were supposed to. All eyes on me. I'm over there hollering, Dylan, stop. And he doesn't even look at me.
And when I got in there, everyone got the golden egg, and I didn't get a golden egg.
Okay. Yeah, you didn't get to get a golden egg. I'm sorry. Dylan was standing right next to one and didn't get one. But anyway, we got through it. And then we got each got a dollar item from Taco Bell, except Craig didn't get anything. He didn't want anything. He'd already eaten. What, Dylan? Eat that. Guys, it's hard being alone with my kids all the time. For the past 6 weeks, Craig's been at the hospital a lot, and I don't blame him. He's had to be there with his mom, but I feel like I've been a single parent, and it's been hard. I just feel so alone. No one hears you when you're a mom. No one hears you when you're just a mom. No one gives a crap about your feelings or thoughts. You're just a mom, and you've got to hold it together for these kids, and you've got to keep these kids dressed and fed and well off and entertained, and it's so hard. It's so hard to do alone when you have to keep a house up and keep your own mental health up and keep yourself even dressed and showered and teeth brushed. I mean, even those few little tasks seem like just so hard sometimes. Because you're so tired from being just a mom. I'm glad we took the kids today, but it was hell. Especially after we got out, me and Craig had a fight. I don't even remember what about now. It was so stupid. I'm just so tired of being on the edge all the time. Everything's so tense. Just so tense all the time anymore. I want things to change. I want to feel like a happy person. I want to be old Niecy again. I just feel like maybe old Niecy wasn't very happy either.